Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
So we see that the story of Samuel here, where Samuel turned Israel away from idols. When Samuel became a prophet, by then Israel was worshiping idols, and Samuel was the one who had turned them back to the true and living God. Then we get these next few verses, which are the whosoevers of faith. Who through faith, verse number 33, who through faith subdued kingdoms. It's talking about different men. Of course, you can include David and others in there, you know, and Joshua and all those great battles and all. A lot of people were included in this, and others who wrought righteousness. These would be priests and probably prophets who, when Israel had been backsliding, they brought them back to God. Probably what that was referring to. They attained promises, and we can see some examples there. Stop the mouth of lions. Who would that have been? Well, we could refer to Daniel, but Samson, he's pretty good about stopping the mouths of lions. And other David. Things of that nature again. But there's just different illustrations of people who did great things for God because they believed God. Look at verse number 34. Quench the violence of fire. Now, who would that have been? Who? Or that's a good one. Shadrach, Meshach, or Abednego, okay? Which that was their true names. We would know them as the three Hebrew children, Shadrach, Meshach. They would quench the fire and flames. And others that examples may be in Scripture that are out of that they know. By the way, let me say, these things that are written in Scripture, and I'm not going to go out of bounds, but God did a lot of great things that aren't in the book. Remember the last verse or so in the book of John, where John said this, if we wrote all the great things that Jesus had done, all the libraries of the world could not contain the books that would be written about Jesus. Same thing could be said about all God's men. So many things could be said, and what Paul is doing is just condensing it into a Cliff notes would be a good thing, just so you'd understand kind of what was going on here. Verse number 34, quench the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed violent in fight, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. My mind goes back to David's mighty men. Remember those guys, David's mighty men? Trying to remember their names. Archie, you were good on those other ones. You remember their mighty, there's three of them that was mentioned. Shema was one, and he stood when others ran, and other things. Anyway, I think a lot of it had to do with this, okay? They were valiant in fight. They wouldn't quit. Even overwhelming odds, even though they're not mentioned by names, the things that they had done, we see in these verses. Turned to flight the armies of the aliens. The aliens would be the foreigners, you know, those non-Jews. Now, verse number 35. Women received their dead, raised to life again. Now, who do you think this is talking about? There's two women, specifically. There might, by the way, there may have been others that we don't, Elijah and Elisha, we don't know. But we know of two that were, their sons were raised from the dead. Remember who they were? Who? Yes, and who was the one that raised her son? Elisha. It was Elisha, remember? And then there was another one that was before her, the widow of Zarephath. Remember that one? And Elijah came. He'd been feeding by the brook and that great famine with this time of during Ahab and all. Every time I say Ahab, who was that that sung Ahab the Arab? Who sung that song? Ray Stevens. Yeah. Ahab the Arab. You know, all that took place during Elijah's days. Well, because of the drought and all, God sent him by a brook, and the ravens fed him meat and bread. And then when that all dried up, he sent him to the widow of Zarephath. Remember, she has there a fire, and Elijah said, you fix me first, and there's a whole story there, but I won't get into it. Most of you know the meaning behind all that. The thought is God would take care of you. Well, that cruise, he'll get you that cruise, and she got so many, and it never ran out. Till the drought was done. But the neat thing, after all that, her son had died. And Elijah went in there, and God raised her son from the dead. I think that's what this, just two examples, how women received their dead, raised to life again. God did some wonderful things for these. Again, the reason Paul is writing to these Hebrew believers is to remind them how great God is, how great their God is. Okay. And others were tortured, not accepting deliverance. And again, there's examples of that. And even in after this was written, I read here recently about some martyrs who were tied at the stake, and they said, if you will recant Christ, we won't burn you to death. And they said, we will not recant. And they lit the fires, and that's what this means here. They were tortured, not accepting deliverance. They would not recant. They would not take the easy way out. They refused to disown Christ, okay? They believed that Christ would take care of them, if not here, then later. And then look at this one. Finish the thought. And others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they should obtain a better resurrection. Now remember, this is written before 1 Corinthians 15, before talking about these Old Testament saints, before 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. How we have doctrinally in scriptures about the dead in Christ shall rise, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. They knew something about resurrection. Remember Job in chapter 35 or somewhere in that he talked about resurrection. Who taught Job? And Job was probably the first book ever written. Most scholars believe that Job was written even before Genesis, that Moses wrote the Pentateuch, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. But most Bible scholars believe that Job was the first book written. Who taught Job about the resurrection? God did. Remember, was that 33 or 35? You remember what chapter that was, guys? Doug, he says, though my skin worms eat me, yet with my eyes shall I see God. He talked about a renewed flesh. And Job knew. I see some of y'all already looking. Matt, you're back there looking. Doug, are you looking already? Okay. Anyway, let me know when you find that, where it's at. I think it's 33, 35 or something like that. Where is it? I wasn't even close, was I? Job 19. What? Maybe it's verses 33 or 35. 26. I was getting a little closer. Anyway, you get the point. He talked about my flesh will be renewed, my skin. He knew something about the resurrection. And these people, even though they were tortured, martyred, it says that they knew that they would obtain a better resurrection. There was something better than what this world had to offer. Verse number 36. And others had trials of cruel mockings. The word mockings means false accusations. False accusations. This just popped in my mind, okay? You have to forget. But there's a lot of good people that have been destroyed and ruined because of mockings or false accusations. Something that has been said, I can think particularly of a couple of pastors, that they were falsely accused, and if I mentioned it, our guys would know them. They were falsely accused of something, of some immorality, you know, of a fling, you know, and it was not so, it was not so, and some member just wanted to cause trouble. But yet, even though it was not so, it was proved that the one, he could not even stay there because that shadow was there. And some of the people, because I've talked with him, what could it be? I just wondered. And every time they saw him, so he had to leave. He was in Florida and he had to go to another state, had to get to a whole other state because of that. Those false accusations, it destroys a lot of people. It destroys a lot of people's lives. And it's what mentioned here about, that's what the word mockings means, false accusation. And then the next word is scourgings, mockings and scourgings, beaten half to death. I use that term lightly. Literally, you know the story about the whips and the cat of nine tails and others where they're beaten. That's what that means, that word scourgings. How would you say that one, Doug? Scourgings, okay. They're beaten almost to the point of death. That's what it means. Yea, moreover, if they know, bonds them in imprisonment. They were thrown in jail because they named the name of Christ. Bonds and imprisonments.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.